The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, in the latest episode of her podcast, Grey Matters, Terry Prone has criticised patronising treatment of older people, and she joins me now. Hello, Terry.
Good morning.
Who is patronising older people?
A lot of people in media are doing it, I hate to tell you. The problem is that about 30 years ago, people realised it's not nice to refer to people as handicapped. You know, it's much better to say a person with a disability. And so at the time, I remember producing a leaflet for the NRB that could be sent to a broadcaster who used an unfortunate term. The problem is that in the meantime, that has kind of got worse. And the way that older people are referred to is very much worse. Now, some of the stuff related to older people is just personally annoying. I do tours of my home, which is a Martello Tower, during the summer. And last year I did this tour, and afterwards a woman who led the tour posted up a whole load of stuff, pictures, everything. And in the middle of it, she said, and the tour ably conducted by Terry Prone, who is much smaller and more fragile than you would think.
Oh, red rag to a bull.
And I stood there and I realised this was not meant to be offensive. It was purely observational. But to be described, I mean, I wanted all my life, because I've always been the biggest woman in the room. I've always wanted to be small and fragile. But suddenly, when you're my age, it's no longer a compliment. But when we decided to do the Grey Matters about language and older people, I discovered that Fergus Finlay, my podcast partner, was much more than irritated. He was really angry about phrases like the old, the elderly, and OABs. And I'm going, Fergus, what's the problem here? I genuinely couldn't see it. And he said, the minute you label people, the minute you commoditize people, the next step is for you to ignore them, disregard them, or actively discriminate
against
them.
Because you're othered, aren't you?
Totally.
You're othered. Now, yes. I think things have changed. I think that I was talking to someone the other day, coincidentally, about this, and they said their granny died when she was 63 about 20, 30 years ago. And she was had a twin set and pearls and little shoes and curled hair, which was, you know, a blue rinse. That's gone now. Like, you're not old at 60 or 70. You might be old at 80, but it has. It's different now, isn't it?
It's totally different now. Thanks be to God for most older people. But the language hasn't come along with it. I mean, if you look at even the local authorities, I say the local authorities as if they were evil people, and I do not mean that, but the local authorities have wonderful age-friendly programs now. You can learn chess, you can learn computer science so that you don't get scammed and you're competent rather than having to say to a grandchild, listen, would you do this for me? But the language has not changed. And the language, whether it is in reference to somebody like me, Claire, I do not like being called feisty.
Mm-hmm.
I was argumentative in media when I was 16, which is 60 years ago. I'm argumentative in media now. When did somebody decide that because I'm an older person, that means feisty? And the other thing is,
bothers you about that word?
Because it is a word that only applies to, nobody is ever going to say Claire Byrne is feisty. They just aren't, because you haven't passed the age barrier. And similarly, nobody is ever going to say that you're sprightly. I mean, feckin' sprightly. I get described, if you can walk upright these days, you're sprightly.
And sprightly, I think, always comes with the unspoken despite.
Oh, yes. And then there is the dreadful use of the word still. Every day I get the still question. Are you still working? what would you like me to be doing?
Knitting? Embroidery? Spot of crochet,
precisely,
maybe?
Maybe even gardening.
So despite the fact that people are getting younger, you know, and they are more sprightly in their later years,
yes,
the language you feel is still there. It's pejorative and offensive.
It is, and it is indicative of a dislike of age.
Mm-hmm.
It's an odd thing when I am interviewed by younger journalists and they ask me about Botox and fillers and facelifts and all that sort of jazz. They invariably then go on to say, but should you not be growing old gracefully? Now, that is code for why don't you go away and cease being, just be a thing in a corner. They don't actually like the idea of older people who are assertive, active, influential, and even reasonably well off. They just think that your time has passed and the language reflects that.
Mm-hmm. A listener says elderly is a word, though. What are you going to do? You don't use elderly, is what you're saying. You use older people.
Older people. The rule with people with disabilities is please put the people first and then add the disability. So you're saying a person with a physical disability, a person with an intellectual disability. The other thing in answer to your clever texter is question why the age has to be given at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Fergus gave a lovely example in the podcast of a headline that said elderly couple something, something, something. And he said when he read it, the man was 67, which is not astonishingly old.
No.
And his wife was running a post office. And yet it was handy just to put them in the grey-haired department and call them elderly. Similarly, you will have stories that talk of OAP being scammed, which instantly reflects a view of older people as technologically incompetent. Nobody says middle-aged person scammed.
Yeah, I'd say the 67-year-old man and his wife were probably shocked themselves at being described as elderly. And I think that is something that happens. People go, sorry, do I fit into this category?
No, you are a mere ute, as Bertie would say. But the thing about old age is that up to a point you're granted, and then suddenly it's like falling downstairs. And everybody is describing you as fragile. Everybody is doing the still question, are you still available for such and such? And people are using all the other terms. Mm-hmm. None of those things get used up to a particular point. And I'd love to have some scientific research that says, what is the point at which society decides you can be linguistically disregarded?
Mm-hmm. And the state decides that if you get a fiver or a tenner in the budget for your pension, you're delighted
flying.
And you won't hear from you now till next year.
That's right. And that's a thing that I get constantly annoyed about, which is the political thing. That to politicians, older people, and by older people, I mean anybody over 65.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry to insult people in that age group. But they are a problem. They are a demographic. And so if you think of any mention of older people in the context of healthcare, they're bed blockers. You know, thanks be to God,
We're gone past that now.
But we are not gone past the assumption that because we have a huge number of people in that age group, that this is a challenge and a bad thing.
One of the worst places for ageism is in hospital, said a listener, where you might hear you've had a good innings. I hate the phrase a woman of a certain age. Another, I have to say, Terry is a breath of fresh air on this topic. Ageism seems to be the only ism that's still acceptable.
Yes.
I even found it at 50 when I was trying for new jobs. References to the over 50s as being old irritates me. My son is 50. So it's what it tells you about yourself, isn't it?
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. conversation that counts.